it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
wild back.
Yeah. That's the Hound. WFMU, East Orange. And what was that? That was the Teammates in Crazy Baby. We heard this Junior Skillet Lickers in Washing. Guitar Red, Hot Potato. Big John Greer, Night Crawling.
Try it again there, El Brooch. We're
Tess.
Oh, boy.
Tess. Thank you. Calvin Green, The Big Push.
Push.
And, well, so we didn't start off with a bang.
There it is.
What can I tell you?
Technology one, jokes nothing.
What do we have today?
Well, you're the man with the clipboard. Why don't you share?
We have our usual Blues and Hillbilly Hangovers, Vom Set, and Sanctified Trash.
Oh, good. That is the best kind, after all.
Yeah, we got some build-up of Sanctified Requests. We have a set of
off-kilter news stories.
Girl group set.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we do have news for Nimrods.
Yeah, and a press release that somebody was nice enough to write up on us and publish in a major magazine.
Probably a Vibe report.
Here's hoping.
And Miss Sally and El Brooch.
What else could you ask for?
Food.
Maybe we suggest coffee. A decanter of daiquiri, Manhattan.
Possible.
Coffee.
Well, what we do have is a Billy Harlan record on turntable number one on the Brunswick label.
It's numero uno.
Be back with news in a little bit.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
I got a woman, she's mighty sweet. I got the rhythm, she's got the beat. She's a real, real cool, but she makes me thrill my soul. Now her name ain't Annie, but she sure can rock and roll. I said, wheel, baby, wheel, I know how I feel. But move somehow. Wheel, baby, wheel. Wheel, baby, wheel. Wheel, baby, wheel. Thank you. I feel, but move somehow. Wheel, baby, wheel. Wheel, baby, wheel. Wheel, baby, wheel. But move somehow. We'll bend, we'll, we'll bend, we'll, we'll bend, we'll. This is a hit.
Here's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Well, I got my top down. I have girls all around. I have a special little one. They're gonna shake up the town. She will always be around. No, she will go when she wants. And she calls baby call. And when the moon up in the sky, I see the twinkles in her eyes. Well, I know I'll always love her so. And I know that I will never let her go.
Oh, Well, I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
Well, let
here.
Me 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, latch the door. 5, 6, pick up stick. 7, 8, well, I'm gonna be living on her. I gotta get my baby tonight. She's a back end down, we're gonna turn everything right down. Well, a little while I get a sliver of crazy about my blue suede shoes. I love my alligator slippers, I'm crazy about my blue suede shoes. I got a pink pair of bands, a gal I just can't lose. I got a two-tone Fairlane, cute as a gal I love. I got a two-tone Fairlane, cute as a gal I love. When that moon shines bright, I know that it's time for love. I got twin carburetors, I got straight exhausts. I wanna give me some love and wanna make those things sound off. I'm gonna dress myself up in riding style tonight. I'm gonna dress myself up in riding style tonight. I'm gonna give me some love and while the moon shines bright. I'm gonna be living on her. I gotta get my baby tonight. She's back in town. I'm gonna turn everything upside down.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Woof. All right, this is the Hound and WFMU. That was Hayden Thompson, Fairlane Rock. We are J.L. Smith, I Got My Top Down by request. The Terrigan Brothers, Hi Ho Little Girl. Not much of a song, but a beautiful guitar solo.
Yeah, really.
Benny Woods and the Five Dukes, Wheel Baby Wheel. We open up with Billy Harlan, I Wanna Bop 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 Bop. And here now, the
Good
news.
Bop.
How about that Daniel Rakowitz? Media star of the year and maybe forever.
Folks, we've gone over this before. It seems like every time that we assign a Media Star of the Year award to anyone, that... They just sort of crumple up and die immediately after receiving the award. You know, I realize it is kind of, you know, overwhelming to receive one of these things in the mail, but Dan Rakowitz has, like, outdone himself at the trial.
Not only has he outdone himself in terms of entertaining our sad lives, but he was found innocent of reasons of insanity, and he thanked the judge and the jury, expressing hope that after his release, someday we can smoke a joint together.
I hope we can split a joint together someday. It could be Den, you know?
Yeah. And all kinds of kooky things have been happening at the trial. At one point, they claimed that the jury was compromised by an unemployed holdout. Juror Valerie Holmes said one of the jurors was a holdout intent on tying up the jury to collect his $15 a day jury fee. He didn't mind how long he stayed. Rakowitz claimed he was the Messiah, carried a copy of Hitler's Mein Kampf as he espoused his faith in the power of pot to save homelessness, to solve the homelessness problem. And blah, 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 blah. According to Justice Haft, it was a Lulu of a case. And it was. And we have
it might have been a Petula Clark of a case, but we'll never know.
Earlier in the week, though, there was a little Rikers Island...
the spare rib incident?
Incident involving Daniel Rakowitz. He gained 50 pounds while jailed at Rikers Island.
That Wednesday chicken.
But Daniel Rakowitz complained, and this was Tuesday, that the prison's kitchen help served him plates of raw bones for dinner instead of a hot meal. He has been playing a, they've been playing a very bad joke on him when he asked for food. Rakowitz received no more than a bologna sandwich during an entire day Tuesday, and when he got back to the prison...
How's he going
to
keep his weight up like that?
Yeah, it's true. When he came back to the prison for his food, he got raw bones.
That's Brian
Grant.
All you got to do is give him a knife and fork and somebody you don't like. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand the problem.
Somebody with
Once
the
again,
therapy
we do have his acceptance speech for the Media Star of the Year Award, but I do have to make the long dash back to the cart deck. So, Bruce, will you entertain the folks for about 3 seconds?
I'll shake my belt.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ready for the...
That next.
Here it is.
Ashley going behind the cops and telling them, hey, you know, I see y'all talking about, you know, your own personal stuff, but what about somebody crazy like me that would come behind you that just totally hates cops and would just like nothing more than just take off all your heads while you was looking the other direction?
Thank you.
Yes, folks, Texas is a state of mind. There's no question about it.
And, should we get out to some more news?
About it.
Any more news stories?
He reaches for the news file and he gets his own phone book. The news
We can read you from Bruce's phone book.
No, there's no point in that. No, I don't like that one.
Show whales drag trainer to death before horrified visitors?
Let's begin with the animal kingdom, shall we?
Okay.
Three killer whales dragged a trainer to her death before horrified spectators at a theme park. I think I just said that. Anyway, Kathy Lee Byrne had ridden on the back of one of the whales during an exhibition. She fell into the water afterwards as she walked along the edge, and as she was being helped out, one of the whales grabbed her foot and pulled her back in. And for the next 10 minutes, three whales batted the screaming woman about the pool and dragged her underwater as the Sealand employees tried to get her out.
Who is she trying to toilet train him? What's a whale trainer do?
Die, apparently.
Well, she went up and down three times. They almost got her once with the hook pole, but they couldn't because the whales were moving so fast.
Insult to injury, they're trying to gaff this woman out of the water.
Yeah, I know, I thought that was a strange mental image. Anyway, the in defense of the whales, Corrine Cowell, a friend of
a whale lawyer,
said it appeared the whales were playing with the woman and weren't trying to hurt her. They were very gentle. They were just attracted to another object in the water. They were just playing. We feel she drowned. It was just a tragic accident. Watch out for those whales. The animal kingdom is fighting back. I always said
Fudgy the whale marked for death.
From the celebrity freakout desk, some would argue Willie Nelson deserves an award instead of a lawsuit. The upcoming issue of Rolling Stone, our favorite magazine, reports that the singer is being sued by a woman who claims that on January the 4th, 1985, she and Nelson had sexual intercourse for 9 consecutive hours, and that
wow.
The red-haired singer consummated the act with a backward flip with her attached.
I think Willie and Daniel Rakowitz, they look so much alike they could be brothers.
Yeah, separated at birth. In the interview, Nelson, whom the woman is suing for $50 million, why? Claiming he never made good on his promise to marry her, Hedges.
To go into a 10th hour?
I'm not saying it didn't happen, but you would have thought I'd remember at least the first 4 or 5 hours. Nelson's manager did not return calls.
9 hours. Willie Love Machine Nelson.
There it is. Willie Nelson
I'm
is
on
a gunslinger.
The road again. Anyway, speaking of Willie Nelson, I believe it is time for Hillbilly Hangover. But let's go through the announcements real quick one time.
Yeah, what do we got?
Well, the world famous Blue Jays. Oh boy, this place called the Coyote Club tonight. It's $3 to get in. It's somewhere in the Upper West Side. I don't know I can tell you the exact address if you really want to know it, but it's one of these goofy like theme park yuppie clubs where they got like waitresses running around with a holster with a bottle in it, and they pour shots of something called a thit kicker.
Yeah.
I mean, just like a ridiculous yuppie theme park, country bar. Yeah,
spritzing you with it at your request.
It might almost be worth it just to watch the journalists sort of stand around with the girls and beam in between
work
sets.
Work the room, yeah. Neil Young is over at the Meadowlands tomorrow night. I don't think it's sold out.
The theme park set, who needs
it? Yeah, Hubert Sumlin at Abilene's tonight, and Sun Seals of the Village Gate also tonight. B.B. King and Dr. John are playing, I think, at the Beacon at 8 o'clock, and that's all I know about.
There seem to be some federal agents at the door.
Yes, your photographer is here.
That's the photographer?
Oh, Lord.
I knew that wasn't the photographer.
No,
I think he's a state marshal, actually.
Where are we?
It wasn't my car, man.
Hillbilly Hangover, right.
We're back in the country in my hometown. I'm a cook.
Columbus, fastest man around. I got a hot rod Ford and you ought to see it run. I went out riding with a friend of mine and started passing everybody way down the line. And I felt pretty big and boy, we was having fun. Suddenly I didn't feel so fine, cause the highway cop pulled up behind. So I asked my friend if the cop was after me. He just sat there shaking all over like old Elvis Presley and saying, well, if you don't know, I ain't gonna tell you. From now on it's up to you, fellow. Words don't count at a time like this. There was a little blonde lived down on the corner. All the boys thought that she was a goner. So we got me a date and we went for a ride one night. We rode along and I held her hand. I felt just like a grown-up man. Till she stood over close and hugged me up real tight. I started to stop, get out and run, but I didn't want to miss out on all the fun. So I asked her to teach me to spoon beneath the moon. She just looked up at me and winked those big, beautiful blue eyes and said, well, if you don't know, I ain't gonna tell you. From now on, it's up to you. Fail the words, don't count at a time like this. Smoke-filled bars. I'm a traveling man and I'm always on the go. Here's some bootleg liquor being sold in town, and the sheriff's been hunting all around, but nobody knows who the manufacturer is. You ask me why I drive a 56 Ford Deluxe with two carburetors, souped-up engine, high-compression heads, and overdrive? If you don't know, I ain't gonna tell you. From now on, it's up to you, fella. I think you know just what I'm talking about.
Come on, baby, just climb aboard.
We'll take a ride in a hot rod car.
Put on your evening gown so tight.
We're gonna make this town tonight.
Hey, baby, we're gonna have some fun. Hey, baby, we'll stay out till one. We'll dance to the music around and around.
Come on, baby, don't you let me down.
While the moon is shining down so bright,
we're gonna paint this town tonight.
We really get hot when the clock strikes nine.
You better believe we're gonna have a time.
I may sound silly, but I feel all right.
I will go to bed, just down your eyes.
Hey, baby, we're gonna have some fun. Hey, baby, we'll stay out till one. We'll dance to the music around and around.
Come on, baby, don't you let me down.
While the moon is shining down so bright,
we're gonna paint this town tonight.
We really get hot when the clock strikes nine.
You better believe we're gonna have a time.
I may sound silly, but I feel all right.
We're gonna paint this town tonight.
Hey, baby, we're gonna have some fun. Baby, we'll stay out till one. We'll dance to the music around and around.
Come on, baby, don't you let me down.
While the moon is shining down so bright,
we're gonna paint this town tonight.
told me she loved me. She told me a lie. She said I'd be happy. Then she made me cry. Well, I'm hurting, hurting inside. She called me a baby in front of this guy. She was just flirting. I wasn't wise. Now I'm hurting, hurting inside. Tell me what's wrong with me. What makes me live in memory? Someday she'll be sorry. Just you wait and see. Someone's gonna hurt her like she hurt me. Then she'll be hurting, hurting inside. Well, tell me what's wrong with me. What makes me live in misery? Someday she'll be sorry. Just wait and see. Someone's gonna hurt her like she hurt me. Then she'll be hurting, hurting inside. She'll be hurting.
Papers are on the air. The bad news is in my baby's letter. She said she don't love me, don't even care. She told me I should try to forget her. I know I can't do it in this old town. I see her every place I go. Too many memories, so I'm outward bound for nowhere on a train that runs slow. Feeling low, gotta go. Unravel, bad news, have blues, we'll travel. I may send you a postcard any old time from any place along the track. Till these traveling blues give me peace of mind. Don't look for me, I won't be back. Long gone, moving on. Scratching gravel, bad news, have blues, we'll travel. I'll just keep on moving till I lose these blues. No matter what the cost, if I ain't got the fare, I'll walk holes in my shoes, cause that's the kind of love I've lost. Long gone, moving on, scratching gravel, bad news, have blues, we'll travel.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog snooping round my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog snooping round my door. You can wag your tail, ain't I gonna feed you no more. Play that thing. my class, I can see through that. Yes, she told me you was high class, I can see through that. And baby, I know you ain't no real coon cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, ain't a gonna feed you no more. Snorting that old hole. You ain't a looking for a man, you're just looking for a home. You ain't nothing but a hound dog snooping on my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog snooping on my door. You can wag your tail, I ain't a gonna feed you no more.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, it's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange.
No kidding.
This is today's Hillbilly Hangover. That was Jack Turner, Hound Dog. That was released by RCA in 1953, 3 years before Eblis' version.
Mm-hmm.
Counting backwards, Eddie Nowak, Have Blues, Will Travel.
You don't happen to have the session date on that, or maybe the Matrix number?
I do.
Good. It's definitely in the Pantheon of Science, isn't it?
Okay, March 20th, 1953, Matrix number... E3VBO883.
Did
you get that? You got that, Bruce? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're Don Gibson, Hurtin' Inside. Harley Gabbard and Aubrey Hurt, Hey Baby, and George Hamilton IV, If You Don't Know. And...
So we're freaking out here in the studio with the hardest working man in the Fifth Estate.
Yes. Our Hillbilly Hangover / photo session.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what else is happening in the news? Oh boy! Should we take it from the animal desk there, Sal? We got a
turn to the animal desk.
Mountain lion story.
Sure.
Because I am the owner of a miniature mountain. I have a dwarf mountain lion living in my house.
Man and mountain lion are engaged in a violent struggle for space in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, and after a jogger.
Guess who's losing? Yes, Bruce.
Was killed by
a
cougar last month.
Can I have the news file, please?
Sure.
Part of it.
You can have the whole thing.
Some people are really ruining my news stories.
That's what I get for trying to make hand signals.
Some people began saying the huge cats have gone mad, which is about the same I can say for the rest of the people in this studio. But others maintain that's just how things are in the rugged West. We can't guarantee anyone's safety out there. There's a certain risk to living, and if you live in this part of the country, this has become a part of it, said Bob Davies, a Colorado Springs wildlife officer.
Is there any truth to the rumor that the mountain lions have embraced Muslim?
It's just so hard for people to give up this idea of the wild animal kingdom threatening us.
Yeah, it's
so laughable. I mean, mountain lion attacks have been reported. Last summer, wardens and scared residents in the region killed at least 4 mountain lions. There's probably six left.
Yeah, which means...
It's not the easy way. It's the cowboy way.
Yeah. And I guess when all the mountain lions are gone, we're going to start on prairie dogs.
Well, I'm rooting for the mountain lions myself. Mr. Ilbruch.
Damn.
What the hell's going on?
14-year-old girl who calls herself a vampire has been charged with trying to kill a classmate who spurned her and was, quote, annoying, end quote. I think I knew her older sister. Naomi Ishikawa Foot probably will not face trial as an adult because she's no criminal history and also because of her age. James R. Hood, 15, was shot on Valentine's Day, apparently, when he answered the door at his home in SeaTac, a suburb near Seattle, Tacoma, figured out International Airport. He was released from hospital Wednesday after recovering from a stomach wound. Foot told a detective he wanted to kill Hood. She wanted to kill Hood, a fellow student at Mount Rainier High School in suburban Des Moines, because he was, I don't know, annoying. Friend said Foot had been infatuated with Hood and that they had a falling out. He had another girlfriend. Hood answered a knock at his door, and Foot shot him 6 inches away without a word. Foot was arrested at her home soon afterwards without a struggle, waived her rights, and told police detective Randy Molyneux in a recorded interview that she intended to kill Hood. She said her voice would not be recorded, quote, because I am a vampire. Mm-hmm. Too young for Danny Rakowitz, I guess.
Her in the military when she grows up.
Well, speaking of mean kids, female variety.
Movies, or the East Village.
Yeah. An 11-year-old girl in Sumter, South Carolina, tried to poison the principal of her school in an attempt to prevent her parents from learning that she had been in a fight in school. The fifth grader, a classmate, delivered a cupcake containing 3 pellets of rat poison to Zonic Jefferson, the principal of the Alice Drive Elementary School. Jefferson did not eat the cupcake because another student warned her. Ah, not only are they attempting to kill the principal, they're ratting on each other. These kids.
rat poisoning
on each other.
Yeah. The attempted poisoning came after the girl twice refused to bring her parents to school to discuss the fight. The poisoning attempt was the second unsuccessful effort this year by an elementary student in the city of 441,000. In September, a 9-year-old boy put poison in his teacher's iced tea because she wouldn't let him go out for recess. Police said the boy got the idea from the movie Heathers, in which a teenager poisoned her classmates. There you go.
How about it?
Mom and Dad must be mean when the doors are closed.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Okay, this is WFMU.
Just gotta fast forward through the hard parts.
You want to go into the gal group set? I think we should.
I do.
Good. Okay.
I do too. I like this one. The Tonettes.
Beavers, and they can't wait to show you how it's done.
We've made it to the top, but we started at the bottom.
We work our tails off all night long.
I've got all the business I can handle since I learned to use my head.
Eager Beavers, rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
As he walked all along, he asked me for a phone.
Of Devil's Island.
No one escapes from my prison. No one!
Women in Cages, the sensational new motion picture that rips the veil off the dirtiest racket ever conceived by the minds of vicious men.
I don't care how they get you back. They get $50 whether you're dead or alive.
Women in Cages, starring Judy Brown, Pam Grier, Roberta Collins, Jennifer Gann, and many, many others. Innocent young girls held in cruel bondage, sold to the highest bidder. See them in action. See them in love. See them in terror.
No!
You'll meet them all. Women in Cages, in color, rated R.
Thing in the world for a girl to do is to get picked up. That's why if you're on the move, the highway's the only way to go. As sure as there are men in the world, I know my ticket to anywhere is going to be along soon. It's easy. All you need is a decent pair of legs, a quick thumb, and a whole lot of right answers.
Okay, baby, hop in.
I wonder where he's going. Or maybe I'll only go part way. And maybe I'll have to go all the way.
Pickup on 101, starring Jack Alberts and Leslie Warren and Martin Sheen. Pickup on 101. She looks easy, but she's seen and done it all. When she signals you, beware and approach with caution. See Pickup on 101 in color, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Pickup on 101.
going my way.
One, two, three. I tried mystery. Three, four, five. I got tired of his jive. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We should have never. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We should have never. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We should have never.
Oh, no.
From our graves to make men our slaves.
When guys climb in our coffins, they never come back.
When the moon comes up, we'll take you down.
We get our hands on every stick in the joint.
Graveyard Tramps, rated R, absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Henry Ford.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. That was it, our gal group set. Hey, look at that. Look at that go,
yeah.
Real.
What does that
there.
Sound like?
Yee-haw!
And now it's sort of fun spooling all over the floor.
Anyway, boy, folks, you missed it.
Exciting in
those
the
of you with the video uplink must have really liked that one.
Miss Sally's...
Anybody want to know what we just heard?
Yeah, Miss Sally's going to tell us what we heard.
Well, the Crystal sang, I Love My Baby. And then back from that, I Shot Mr. Lee with the Bobettes.
That goes out to Jeff the Chef. And the Bobettes are Bob Quine's backing singers.
Is that right?
Yes.
The Chantels sang The Plea. And the Story Sisters, Bad Motorcycle. And the Tonettes, Oh, What a Baby.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Miss Sally.
Good job.
And,
if only you had echo.
Yeah. Let's get back to the news desk for a minute. I'll fix the echo. Anybody got a news story? Now,
no.
Now you got the news, Philae, and I'm sitting here making hand signals.
Yeah, and what am I looking through?
Spin.
The Spin Magazine sassy issue, you know?
Yeah. Hey, WFMU was picked the number one radio station by Rolling Stone critics.
Yeah, which I'm sure.
I hope. How about the one guy who ruined my thing in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a couple of years ago, Sid Holt? I wonder if he voted for WFMU.
I don't know.
How about this? A homeless man with 9 cents in his pocket turned in $29,200 he found.
Moron.
He said he was tempted to keep all the $100 bills, but he carried them bills around for about 20 minutes. It was more money than I ever saw in my life. I thought I'd get a damn suit. I thought I'd get my hair cut, but he just couldn't. He was too afraid of God, he says. Anyway, it turns out he turned in the money. He walked a mile to turn in the money with 9 cents in his pocket. He's a homeless guy. He lives around a lake in Orlando, Florida. He just lives outside near a lake.
Is he too pathetic to be our caveman in the spaceship this week?
Never too pathetic.
Okay, sheriff's officer said the money was the life savings of an elderly woman who is now worried that people will know how much money she had. She gave Teal $200 for returning her savings, and he spent 40 of it Monday on booze and food.
And a haircut?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And cigarettes.
Games.
Well, Dateline Houston. Police searched Wednesday for a man who persuaded several teenage girls to pose nude for photographs by telling them they will be used in a music video for New Kids on the Block.
Oh, God,
police were
inundated
with calls about the man who apparently tells girls that he represents the pop teen idols. He convinces the girls to pose for nude photographs by telling them they will be used in a video and that it will be later added by computer.
Isn't that amazing?
Boy, kids are stupid today and mean. The first case occurred February 11th in Harris County, Texas, and involved three girls. Sergeant Ralph Gonzalez said two other cases have been reported, but Gonzalez said authorities have not yet interviewed the girls.
New kids? Sure.
Another cop said he received calls from a shopkeeper in West Houston who said he talked recently with a group of five girls all dressed in similar outfits who said they were going to be in a New Kids video. We talked with the group's promoters. They're absolutely not working in this area, and there is no video in the works. Oh, boy.
Kids are dumber than ever and meaner.
Imagine what you can get them to do for a Motley Crue video.
No kidding.
Guns N' Roses.
Uh-huh. A Guns N' Roses slideshow.
All right.
So
let's.
Where are we at?
Well, you got another news story?
I'm nowhere near any of this.
No.
I could read one of the old ones.
I don't know. It seems like all the good stuff was pulled out of here. But
dramatic readings from the Spin Magazine does sassy.
Well, I seem to remember some good stories. Anyway, let's get.
Where's that dentist office one, man? Folks,
don't
you wish you were here with us?
It's not here.
I gave it to you in the last set.
Back to the animal desk. East Camden, New Jersey.
I think I'm not paying attention.
17 fighting roosters found by cops at an East Camden cockfighting pit can be returned to barnyard life after a judge refused to sentence them to death. These are just domestic roosters put in a pit to fight, said Gail Shaw, director of the animal. Where's the echo coming from? Oh, it is on. Thank you. Gesha, director of the Animal Welfare Association. This is what happens when you have freeform radio, folks.
Well, we've all agreed in honor of Harry Houdini to do the show entirely handcuffed, so we're getting all this stuff together with our mouths.
Yeah. The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Fighting Cocks asked for the roosters to be put to death because they have no other use than cockfighting. Anyway, Shaw disagreed and said the roosters had been mistreated and undoubtedly couldn't be rehabilitated.
How do you rehabilitate a
there's
rooster?
There's a joke.
You need
there's
a master's
a joke for
degree.
Danny Rakowitz.
Yeah.
Maybe some federal funding.
You know, it's kind of a Freudian thing. You can rehabilitate a rooster, but it really has to want to be rehabilitated.
There it is.
But, you know, cockfighting, that should not be illegal because if you put, you know, they enjoy it. And I hate chickens. I like to eat them. And I'd wear one of them on my head if I
roosters,
somebody made a hat for me. But
if you were Ray Kelly.
Yeah, but I certainly, you know, wouldn't. I think cockfighting should be legal. Jeez, we can go drop napalm on little Iraqi
there's
children. We can't fight cocks.
Yeah,
what kind
of
world do we live in?
There's a lot of human cockfighting going on.
Yeah?
Well, yeah.
What are you talking about, like sword fighting?
Yeah. All right, should we get back to some more records?
Yeah, it might be the thing to do.
We got one queued up from the World Beat Desk by Lord Libby, Caledonia.
That's right. The porch we stood on had no light. That's right. That's right. I goofed. We turned around and to our surprise, she looked smack dab into her parents' eyes. I just stood there kind of paralyzed, and that's right. That's right.
Erupting desire, erupting into volcanic passion.
Crying won't help anything.
So... Whoa, I just blew that cue. Sorry, folks.
turn, Fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
This is the story of a boy with a talking guitar. This is the story of a boy with a talking guitar. You know he made a lot of money by traveling near and far. He could really play it. He could even play it with his feet. He could really play it. He could even play it with his feet. But one day I dug him picking it with his teeth.
I got to do a live cue so you can hear part two of Talking Guitar. Come with me to the turntable, will you? It's on the Gem. It's on the Gem label, Gem 101A.
Out of Dallas,
it's,
Texas.
It's flipping over. The tone arm is arriving. It's lowering.
Part two. Yep, this is down. I believe our vibe report is 5 minutes early. We might as well bring him in.
Yeah, what the heck? He's out saving
for us. Is that you, Roscoe?
How about it?
Hey, what's going on? 5 minutes early. Beautiful.
I don't know. I got my Seikos must be,
I take 3 minutes, but that's okay. Hey, what's going on the vibe side?
Oh, you know, just kind of a busy vibe today.
Did you go to Neil Young last night?
Nah.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, bummer.
Well, I didn't really get the car thing together.
The transportation problem. Mm. You probably could use my car, but I didn't get to talk to you because I was at work.
Yeah, and everybody else, I knew their car was too good to leave in a parking lot at Nassau Coliseum.
Oh, is that a bad place to park? I've never been there.
Yeah, most people who go there never come back.
I went out to see Tyson fight there years ago. There was a pretty good chance I was going to have to find a place to live in Nassau.
It's way worse than Meadowlands.
It's appalling.
That's really a bold statement.
Yeah,
and Meadowlands is one of the most repressive places I've ever been in my life.
They don't even paint Nassau Coliseum. Everyone out there is just, they accept it as a part of their being.
Yikes.
Like the smell on the Long Island Railroad, they just accept it.
Hmm. That's an ugly thought.
But they don't realize that it's bad out there. They just think it's bad in New York City. That's how they rationalize it. And then they go home, on the same train.
Wow. Well, what is the vibe today?
Oh, I don't know. It's sort of a noodlehead vibe. I'm working. Me and Dennis got this job. We're out in Queens. This guy I know stole the master tapes to Metal Machine Music, and we're remixing it for CD.
It's funny because I just saw a CD of it, a German CD of it.
This one's going to sound a lot better. Here, check it out. You can hear a little bit of it.
Quad mix.
What?
That's the quad mix. Has it anywhere.
It's going to be a lot better.
Han does have 4 ears. He can sense these things.
Mm.
So basically, just trying to get these cigar-chomping engineers to get their act together.
How's Polish Lightning Denois doing? Haven't seen him in a while.
He's doing pretty good. Drinking a couple Cokes. I got him on the gig, because he rolls my brand.
How about it?
Yeah. Anybody go to the Jays up in the White Man's Ghetto, the Upper West Side?
No, but it sounds like it might even be worth going to for laughs. They have like a cocktail waitresses run around with a holster with a big bottle in it of this drink called the Thit Kicker. And I can't pronounce it correctly on the radio,
Shoot Kicker.
I think it's actually a squirt gun filled with it.
It's a bottle, I think, according to Jiggy Gorilla.
That's what they came back, somebody up there came back from a business trip in France or something with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So are you on the power assist tonight, or are you taking the night off from J-Dum?
I don't know. I'd kind of like to go, but I got to be back out here in Queens remixing Metal Machine music tomorrow.
Ooh.
So I don't know.
Hard, man.
I might have to, give my ears a little rebound time.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
But, it's always worth it up a trip up to the White Man's Ghetto or the Upper West Side, elevator hell, just to...
I heard you assaulted a Mercedes your last time up there.
It is a great opportunity for fist fights being up there at this time of year on a,
No, this was...
Free the Karate Killer.
This was just a broad daylight, some broad from the Five Towns in her big Mercedes is honking at me because I'm trying to pry myself into one of these stupid cabs they have now that there's no more checkers.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Five Towns is honking at me. She's only got 4 or 5 lanes to pass with,
Ooh.
Those halogen headlights, you kick those things in, that's something for her to think about.
Right, $25.
25.
25?
No, it's more like 85.
Yeah, I guess again.
Ooh. Wow.
Not to mention the turn signals. Those are even more expensive on a Mercedes.
Ah.
But she just went, probably took her Mercedes back to the Five Towns and said, Daddy, some crazed maniac kicked in the headlights.
I hope she doesn't listen to the show.
No way does she listen to the show.
Somehow I doubt
it. She's getting her hair done. God damn.
So you're in a great February mood, Roscoe.
I'm in a good mood.
These are the meanest weeks.
Yeah. Oh, here comes my assistant engineer. He's pulling out his earplugs, too. Here, say hi. Yo, boys.
Benoit.
Oh,
John,
how you doing?
I
can't hear anything you're saying, so.
The dinosaur.
It's better that way, Den.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, why don't you guys play some loud, obnoxious stuff and do what I love most, this part of the segment of the show where you offend all the pompadour-wearing segment of your audience.
Okay. 10-4.
I thought that was the hound, but he's got long hair. That's wrong.
That must be Roscoe.
You know, it is fun, like, to go out and have hound fans be really offended that I don't comb my hair back.
Yeah, well.
Folks, I just don't think about my hair. It's there.
Yeah, so be it. Aloha, folks.
Okay, Roscoe.
Bounds away, Scoe.
Yeah, see if Jared can give me a ride up there. Then I'll
go. I'm sure he will.
Bye-bye.
There you go, Jared. The bat signal.
There you go.
There you go.
State of the Vibe Report. Let me tell you what we heard before the Vibe Report in that last set was Royal Earl and his Swinging Cools, Talking Guitars, Parts 1 and 2. And
we're still waiting for Part 3.
With a live cue for Part 2, flipping over the 45. The Fabulous Imperials, My Little Nina, Escarita, Oh Baby. And the Country Lads, I Asked Her, Lord Leiby, Caledonia. Where's my... What's going on back there with the echo? If, let's just do the VOM set right now. Mm-hmm. Got a request for this one. Never got to it. They called back last week. Promised I'd play it. The Novas.
Comes on like Godzilla.
Watashi to
Well, I'm reckoning this history, biology and a chemistry. Because I'm old, not I'm old, and I get with the same way. We're the same, it's a miracle, it's the same way. We're put the same, it's 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 the same,
is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock, the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll. Just the lyrics, it's the beat. I preach into my conversion story, which you can get, how this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said, not just the words, the beat. The fertility rites of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up.
Starts to do the dog, do the dog,
hey, now, hey, do the dog,
do the dog,
hey, now, hey, do the dog,
show me how, hey, show me how to do the dog. When Annie does the twist, it's pretty nice, but nothing new. It's really not much better than the other girls can do. Shakes a little more until the fellas gather round. Then Annie does the dog and puts all the others down. Do the dog,
hey, now, Annie, do the dog.
Do it now,
hey, now, Annie, do the dog.
Show me how, Annie. Show me how to do the dog.
We want to watch you do, do the doggy.
Put that small mind to some constructive use.
I won't take all that they hand me down. They kind of smile, though I will frown. But I'm not gonna take it all out of town. Cause once I get started, I go to town. Like everybody else, I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. And I don't wanna bone about like everybody else. And I don't wanna live my life like everybody else. And I won't say that I'm the one like everybody else. Cause I'm not like everybody else. Confess all my sins like you want me to. There's one sin that I will say to you. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. Like you want me to. There's one thing that I will say to you. I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't wanna run around like everybody else. And I don't wanna live my life.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Boy, everything's just going wrong today. The echo just completely destroyed itself again. This really puts me in a foul mood. That was the Vom set, the Kinks. I'm not like everybody else. The Underbeats, Annie Do the Dog. That was a request. The Trogs, Come Now. The Dinks, Nina Kakanina. The Novas, The Crusher, by request. I just want to go right into the Sanctified set and try to fix the echo. I'm extremely upset. Kick it off with the Spirit of Memphis Quartet.
Lord have given us a great new power, for to use for the good of all mankind. Some people want to use, destroy everything, but God didn't mean it like that. He wants to use for the good.
On the atomic telephone. Oh, then no man knows its power. Oh, only God alone. Oh, then it can cure the sick or destroy the evil. With one sweep of power, known by God alone.
Oh, God is not too busy to know the sins of man. You may hear from heaven, you may feel his hand. If you are in trouble and afraid of all mankind, hey,
pick up the atomic telephone and get him on the line.
Hey,
I have talked to Jesus on the atomic telephone. Oh, then no man knows his power.
Oh,
only God alone.
Oh, then
it can cure the sick or destroy the evil. With one sweep of power, known by God alone.
Oh, for this call to heaven, there will be no choice. Just like old man Noah, who prayed from an ark, you can ask your God just what to do. He'll lead you from the wilderness and out of the dark.
Hey, I got to talk to Jesus on the atomic telephone.
Well,
then no man knows his power.
Oh,
only God alone.
Oh, well, then
it can cure the sick or destroy the evil. With one sweep of power, known by God alone.
Yeah,
I have talked to Jesus on the atomic telephone.
Oh, then
no man knows his power.
Oh,
only God alone.
Oh, then
it can cure the sick. I destroy the evil with one sweep of power known by God alone.
I did night, my friends. 7:30. God have given Pastor a message of faith for you. A message of faith for you. The devil have gone far enough. The devil have gone far enough. Prayer warriors, meet me on my knees, on your knees, Friday night at 7:30. And listen now, my friends, the prayer tower is open. The prayer tower is open right now. You that need prayer, my God, the prayer team are sitting by the telephones right now to pray the prayer of faith for you.
And the Lord, yeah, John.
me. And I came this morning, and I feel in my body that God have delivered me. And he died for you, mama.
Somebody praise the Lord. What did the Lord do for you today, honey?
God brought me back to the house of the Lord once again with me and my son. My mother brought me here, and I feel that God has touched me.
You believe God done touched you?
He has touched me.
Somebody give the Lord a hand clap.
Feeling some mean word to live in. You got to stay here until you die. Well, it's a mean word to live in. You got to stay here until you die. Well,
for this evening is the world is in a hell of a fix. This whole world is in a hell of a fix. We are living in perilous times. We're living in times when the racketeer and the bandit and a bootlegger, and a false pretender, and a hypocrite in the amen corner have got this old world in a hell of a fix. Men have turned their backs on God. God is calling. God is calling. The world is upside down. Yet I say to you, my brothers and my sisters, this hard time that we're having in the world, with millions out of work, with worldwide depression, unrest, is because this old world is in a hell of a fix. And you better get right with God. You better get right, my brothers and my sisters, because we're living in the last days. We're living in these perilous times when men desire more pleasure than they do more God. I'm saying to you today, my brothers and my sisters, let me warn you, get right with God. For this very world that you're living in, this town is in a hell of a fix, and you better get right with God.
In 1945, the atom bomb became alive. 1949, the USA got very wise. They found that a country across the line had an atom bomb of the very same kind. People got away. worried over the land, just like the people in Japan. God told Elijah he'd send down fire from the sky. Sure don't know about the rainbow sign, won't be water but for next time.
No, now
everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
Hey,
no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and he'll hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
Now, don't you get worried, bear in mind. Trust King Jesus and you shall find peace, happiness, joy divine with my Savior on the line. God told Elijah he'd send down fire from the sky. He said he would, and I believe he will. He'll fight your battle if you keep still.
You know now,
everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
Hey,
no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well, then you
hey,
my Lord, you know he'll
hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
You know now
everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
Hey,
no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and he'll
hey, my Lord, you know he'll
hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
Jenny Lee. What's going on?
This moment
I think we got everything.
Sanctifiedness.
Yeah, I think we got it together. I got the echo fixed, as you noticed.
Yes, sir.
There it is. That was our...
My news privileges have been confiscated. I think we're on a
on the right track, yeah. Our sanctified set. Pilgrim Travelers, Jesus Hits Like an Atom Bomb, our number one all-time sanctified request chart topper. We may have to retire it soon.
Hallelujah.
The Dixie Hummingbirds and the Angelic Choir, One Day.
Coincidentally, if you ever get to see them live, have without a doubt the greatest guitar player I've ever seen.
And sound just like the Rivingtons.
No kidding.
Dr. C.J. Johnson, This Is a Mean World. Rosetta Tharpe, Daniel and the Lion's Den. We get a lot of requests for Rosetta Tharpe, and it's all for Strange Things Happening, and I played that one to death, so we retired it. It's on the one-year moratorium.
Praise the Lord.
We opened up with the Spirit of Memphis Quartet, the Atomic Telephone. Pure Atomic Bookends for you. WFMU, East Orange. By the way, don't you know?
Broadcasting God's power to
our
the trusted area.
Our pal Marina, banned from WFMU by orders of the management, is in the news again. She's attempting to... she's got Joey Ramone interested in this movie here she's producing called...
She's going to reproduce?
She's producing a movie called Killbillies, starring Joey Ramone, who is also scoring the movie. And she's looking for backers. Many of our associates have backed into Marina at one time or another. It shouldn't be hard to find a backer for the project. Anyway, we got something else coming up.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do the belly dancing thing again now. Well,
it's
the bait and switch
routine. Yeah, folks, those of you with the video uplink are already laughing at home.
I wish they didn't put the cart deck a full quarter mile from the microphone. But
well, that and the fact that there's that Swedish box in between you and it, I mean, it's kind of a workout.
Yeah. Anyway, what else we got from the news? Has you got one, Sal?
I haven't touched anything, okay? I haven't gotten near any of these things.
Don't get all upset.
I don't know.
We've got a great one here.
Yeah, this was sent in by
the Cleveland Plain.
Sent in by Cub reporter Helena Linna.
Mm-hmm.
And it's written in Clevelandese, which really makes my heart warm because I'm from the area.
Helena Linna.
Okay, jury seating begins in trial of maimed rape suspect.
Maimed.
Yes, jury selection began yesterday in the trial of a rape and robbery in which the rape suspect had his testicles bitten off by the victim. Alfonso, see, that'll teach him. Alfonso Calhoun.
Again, is he?
Alfonso Calhoun, 40, of Way Avenue, is accused.
Alias Alfonso Calhoun.
Let's just call him the Fonz, shall we?
He's accused of raping and robbing a Cleveland woman in his own apartment. What happened, according to detectives Jonathan McTeer and Richard Martin of the Sex Crimes Child Abuse Unit, is that Calhoun arrived at the hospital with his testicles wrapped in a towel late last July 22nd. He was told they could not be reattached.
At least not where they belonged. Could probably use them as on his car, you know, from the rearview mirror.
Well, the detective, he said that Calhoun had a couple of different stories for the injuries. He first said his roommate had thrown an axe at him, and then that a girlfriend had stabbed him. However, McTeer said Calhoun accused the alleged rape victim of stealing drugs for him and from him. Then he forced her to perform oral sex on him and complained that she wasn't doing it right.
And that just got her ticked off.
This is really
hard. Is
there
a gift horse in the mouth joke?
It's hard to live through. Yeah, no, I think some New Zealand sheep herder mistook him for a lamb.
Now, his defense is saying that they were doing cocaine, that cocaine is a mind-altering drug, and this woman went wacko and injured this unfortunate man during consensual sex. He is the victim of a horrendous act. So the jury's being picked for this, and what they're trying to decide is if the jury thinks that they're afraid that the jury's going to think getting your balls bitten off is punishment enough. And they want the
more
jury
punishment.
To concentrate on the crime, not what happened. So
well,
they're trying to
they
test the jury's sensitivity
the
on this issue. I guess one juror was excused because she felt she would become ill hearing the testimony. Maybe I should just fly home and try to get in on this one.
Well, you can borrow the rice rocket if it's okay with Brian. Did you get your jury duty from Ohio or from New York?
New York, actually, but this is a more exciting case, and
it's
you know.
True. Anyway, we got it's PSA time.
Thank God.
Beware of the warning signs; it could be your life. There are 400,000 people in New Jersey who have diabetes, yet nearly half of them don't know it. Undetected diabetes can lead to heart disease, kidney disease, blindness, even death. Some of the warning signs of diabetes include blurry vision, unexplained weight loss, excessive thirst, extremely fatigue, and a fondness for King Yusinevich. Are you experiencing any of these symptoms? If so, consult your doctor. Early detection can mean the difference between life and death. So whatever you're doing, wherever you are, beware of the warning signs. It could mean your life. To learn more, call the American Diabetes Association at area code 201-815-7838.
That number again?
Area code 201-815-7838. Okay. What do we got queued up on turntable number one?
To care.
Sonny Burgess, Daddy Blues.
Shoot! ain't you?
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now, remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Soon. Instead of going part the way, we're going to the moon. We got the satellites on. We got the satellites on. Well, the race is on. We got seven up and
go. Let's go.
Well, we rock all day. We rock all night. We gotta keep on rocking our satellites. We got the satellites on. We got the satellites on. We rock all night. We gotta keep on rocking our satellites. We got the satellites. We got the satellite roll. Well, the race is on. We gotta set it up and go. Well, the great big moon at the finish line. We gotta keep on rocking and leave them all behind. We got the satellites. We got the satellite roll. Well, it's a race in the face. Fire up and let's go.
Let's go.
Meanwhile, back in his days.
Right, it's the Hound, and this is WFMU.
Jenny Lee.
East Orange. Jenny Lee. Jimmy Copeland rocking Satellite. Different version than we usually play. We usually play the Rebel Airs version. Churchill and the Raiders rocking Grandma. It's about 5 minutes long, that song. And Dave Bass's name is on the label for some reason.
Go figure.
Yeah. Peanuts Wilson, Cast Iron Arm, also by request. Willie Mitchell, the guy who produced Al Green in the 70s. Tell Me Baby, Tell It To Me Baby. And we opened up with Sonny Burgess and Daddy Blues.
Yet another one of those songs in the ever shrinking pantheon of
sides
with trumpets in them.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, you want to wrap up some more news there, kids?
Not me. No way, man.
Oh, come on. Bruce. Your fans are waiting.
That is. Riverside, California. Dennis scratched a boy's face with a needle. This is definitely in the Believe Your Kids Parents department. A dentist scratched a boy's face with a needle, showed him a gruesome picture, and threatened to kill him if he didn't sit still. 7-year-old patient testified at a state disciplinary hearing. Robert Clocky was the sixth child to testify about allegations Dr. James Ellenberger, 50, verbally and physically abused several young patients. The boy said that Tuesday during a root canal more than 2 years ago, if this isn't bad enough, Dennis showed a picture of a dead woman with an axe in her neck and said, quote, "I murdered her. If you don't shut up and sit down, it'll happen to you too," end quote.
Wow.
Under questioning by Ellenberger's attorney, the boy testified that while he was strapped in a dental chair, Dennis slapped him, used profanity, and used a needle to scratch his forehead and poke him in the arm. Ellenberger, who has denied the allegations, faces a possible suspension or revocation of his professional license.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, I guess if you shot up at Novocaine, that getting your face scratched by a needle doesn't hurt so bad.
Yeah, it's not such a big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. Forget it, folks.
Mm-hmm.
False alarm. Miss Sally.
Snake causes stampede on wedding boats. At least 12 drowned. This is in
Mazel Tov.
Hyderabad, India. A water snake crept onto a boat hauling wedding guests and caused a stampede that capsized the vessel and left at least 12 people dead. About 45 people traveling in two boats tied together were being rowed across the Godavari River after attending a wedding feast. The passengers panicked when a girl saw the snake around her leg and screamed. One boat capsized and the other was tilted over, toppling passengers into the river.
Wow.
One little snake. Look what it can do.
Simba. Anyway, Oh, let's go through the renouncements one more time.
Well, what B-Day to renounce?
Well, the world famous Blue Jays about the Coyote Club, Neil Young at the Meadowlands,
mm-hmm.
Hubert Sumlin at Abilene. These are all tonight. No, Neil Young is tomorrow. The Jays is tonight. Hubert Sumlin is tonight. Sun Seals at the Village Gate. That's also tonight. 2 weeks from now on the Hound Show, we will be doing an in-depth look at the strange and fascinating career of the legendary Stardust Cowboy, and we'll be calling him at home to have Norman tell us wonderful
Ooh.
Stories of his amazing show business career.
Mm.
Don't miss it. I wish I could. Anyway, let's get the Blues Hangover, because lots of people have been waiting a long time for it, and we're going to kick it off in true Blues Hangover fashion with Jimmy Reed.
Baby, love me, little girl. Love your daddy right. Early in the morning, little girl, I mean it late at night, but hey. Let good gal get you here. Ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. So if you wanna leave me, baby, help you on your way. Here is my hand, good night, good luck and good day, but hey, let good gal get you here. Ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. Gonna leave. I may love you, baby, but I can't get on my knees. And hey, that good gal kept you here. Ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. So a minute gonna seem like hours, hours gonna seem like days. If you don't want me, goodbye, little girl, and on your way. And hey, let good gal get you help. Ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do.
I'm afraid the way you beat me, woman, I'll soon be dead. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. Cause a woman like you want to get up in the morning, slip on your robe. First thing you do is hit the road. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. Cause a woman like you want to. Money by whiskey and wine. I'm sitting out drinking with a bunch of clowns. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. Cause a woman like you want to. Get back in the evening, start to raise and sing. Make me think you've been out with a new man. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. Cause a woman like you won't do.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound, and that's our blues hangover.
Radio Hound, the Floyd's Barbershop of the Airwaves.
Yeah. Juke Boy Boner, Running Shoes. Silas Hogan, I'm Gonna Quit You Baby. Frankie Lee Sims, What Will Lucy Do? George Smith, I'm Going to New Orleans.
We open Not up with his real name.
We're gonna open up with Jimmy Reed, She Don't Want Me No More. More. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jimmy Reed.
Mm-hmm.
So there. Hey, it's the time for the Laureus clothing update.
I think it is.
I think we have to
the Laureus food
in
update
here,
is kind of interesting too. The studio is permeated with the smell of her scongeli casserole.
Well,
let's see what Laurie is sporting today. Starting from the bottom up, are those Stuarts again? Yeah, the ubiquitous Stuart boots, the ones that wear like sneakers. And then some very happening black jeans patched with random, after the gold rush styly, patching gear there. And, very fabulous East meets West, orange and red dashiki with front pockets and a whole bunch of jewelry hanging off the front. And, that yellow wristband until the troops come home.
And Laureus's guest today is Mercedes Walker, of the Rock and Roll Cooking Show.
Really?
On some cable network we don't get in Manhattan.
So that's why you're bringing the squid, huh?
Ooh, what are you cooking today?
So we're hanging out.
I don't know if she's going to... I shouldn't be eating on the air, but...
Yeah,
hey,
well, it goes with the cooking.
Never stopped us before. Or drinking.
I don't know if she's going to be doing any recipes. Mercedes show promotes good health, fun cooking, and clean living for rock and rollers.
Oh,
it's a new twist.
That's a real evangelist, that one, huh?
Mm. Well, Roscoe, he's a big fan of cooking shows. He'd like that.
Yeah.
Someone who likes good food, dirty living, and whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway,
with that rock thing.
Yeah, let's get back to some more records, try to fit as much as we can in here. Jackie Breston.
Good, my mighty rockin', it was really great. I'm a real punk dad and I'm really straight. Real gone dad and I travel day and night. With my real gone rocket, I know everything's alright. When you see my rocket come pulling in, don't ask me where I'm going, just wonder where I've been. I'm a real gone dad, love the life I live. With my real gone rocket, I sure get a wonderful trip. Play your horn, please, man, blow. Town like the great Northwestern, you can tell everybody that goes mighty Jackie Preston. I'm a real gone daddy, love the life I live. My baby and I, we sure get a wonderful thrill. Long yellow streak, a ball of fire and smoke. That's my rocket pulling out, that's all she wrote. I'm long gone, baby, know the reason why. I'm long gone, baby, no time to say goodbye.
Remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
I'm gonna type a letter to you.
ba 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 baby, we're through. Well, on every day do you tease me so? I can't take it no more. I'm gonna go, gonna go. Honey, I'm gonna go. Every word in black and white. Oh, baby, you know you didn't treat me right. Through the alphabet A to Z. Baby, you was wrong to me, wrong to me. Baby, you was wrong to me. I'm not gonna leave you high and dry. You made me lonesome, you made me cry. Ain't I gonna kiss you, ain't gonna miss you goodbye. I don't die much, but I guess it will do. Baby, you made me cry for you. I don't die much, but I'll do my way. Oh, baby, I'm going far away, far away, far away. Oh, baby, going far away. Hey, hey. I'm not gonna leave you high and dry. You made me lonesome, you made me cry. Ain't I gonna kiss you, ain't gonna miss you goodbye. I'm not gonna leave her this very day. Well, honey, I'm not going far away. You messed them around and I made them a sore. Baby, I don't care no more. Don't care, baby, don't care no more. Don't care, baby, don't care no more.
A frenzy of music and action.
Well, stop. Wait a minute, baby. What you trying to do to me? Just drive me out of my mind. I'm as crazy as I can be. Don't do it, baby. Don't do it, baby. Don't do it, baby. No, don't do that to me. Please don't do it, baby. Don't do it, baby. Don't do it, baby. No, don't do that to me. Well, now I bought you a Cadillac car. I gave you everything, and then I went out pretty, baby, and I bought you a diamond ring. And you treated me wrong, you've been gone too long. Oh, don't do it, baby, no, don't do that to me. Please don't do it, baby, don't do it, baby, don't do it, baby, no, don't do that to me. Well, now you know, pretty baby, if I'll ever be good to you, I'm gonna drive you out of your mind. If it's the last thing that I do, I'm gonna do it, baby. I'm gonna do it, baby. I'm gonna do it, baby. Yeah, don't do that to you. Baby, if I'll be good to you, I'm gonna drive you out of your mind. If it's the last thing that I do, I'm gonna do it, baby. I'm gonna do it, baby. I'm gonna do it, baby. Yeah, I'm gonna do that to you. I'm gonna do it, baby. I'm gonna do it, baby. I'm gonna do it, baby. Yeah, I'm gonna do that to you.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Mm-hmm.
little more, just a little more. Well, now, a little bit more, me, a little bit more, me, a little bit more, little bit more. Told you so. Can't let you go. I love you so, so baby, hold me more. Just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Well, me a little bit more. Me a little bit more. Me a little bit more. Baby, hold me. Your kiss of fire is my desire, so baby, kiss me more. Just a little bit more, just a little bit more, just a little bit more. Well, a little bit more, me, a little bit more, me, a little bit more, baby, below me. Come on, love, baby, come on, kiss me now.
Erupting into volcanic passion.
Well, Lord, I got a woman. Lord, she weigh a half a ton. Well, Lord, I got a woman. Where she weigh a half a ton.
This is a hit!
States.
Right. Well, this is the Hound, and that actually. Right. All right. Let me just tell you what we've heard. It's really hard to talk without the F word. Andre Williams, My Tears. We heard John Ron and George, Half Ton Mama. Porgy and the Monarchs, Stay.
That goes out to all you obedience trainers out there.
Or you monarchs. Mm-hmm. Frankie Deaton and the Mad Lads, Just a Little Bit More. The Continentals, Don't Do It, Baby. Billy Fury, Type a Letter to You. We opened up with Jackie Breston in My Real Gone. Rock it.
About it.
The Lord, the Crick.
You know.
Next week, Glorious is up. Next.
The Golf, the Fields.
WFMU, East Orange.
I hear you knocking on my door. You can't come in. I don't want you no more. You're too late, my darling. You're too late.
Most listener-sponsored radio stations are made up of people, and here at WFMU it's no different. But it's things that these people work with and walk on, and it's things that make the whole ship run. So with all due respect to the people who make WFMU what it is, let's take time out to celebrate the things behind those people. 86 square yards of carpet, much of it shampooed not once, but several times. 38 light bulbs rotated according to their seniority and ready to do their duty at the flick of a switch. 56 knobs of varying sizes, many performing multiple functions. Why, if everything at WFMU were as big as WFMU itself, there wouldn't be room or need for people. So the next time a WFMU disc jockey tells you his or her name, think of the things that get that voice into your radio. WFMU East Orange, where things still have a chance.